Simon & Schuster Audio presents Maybe Now by Colleen Hoover. Read by Angela Goethals, Jonathan Todd Ross, Rebecca Ross, and Zachary Weber.
Prologue. Maggie. I set the pen down on the paper. My hand is shaking too much to finish filling it out, so I inhale a few quick breaths in an attempt to calm my nerves. You can do this, Maggie. I pick up the pen again, but I think my hand is shaking worse than before I put it down.
Let me help you with that.
I look up to see the tandem instructor smiling at me. He grabs the pen and picks up the clipboard, then takes a seat in the chair to my right.
We get a lot of nervous first-timers. It's easier if you just let me fill out the paperwork, because your handwriting probably won't be legible.
He says.
You act like you're about to jump out of an airplane or something.
I'm immediately put at ease by his lazy smile, but become nervous all over again when I realize I'm a horrible liar. Lying on the medical section would have been a lot easier if I were filling it out myself. I'm not sure I can lie out loud to this guy. Thanks, but I can do it. I try to take back the clipboard, but he pulls it out of my reach.
Not so fast.
He quickly glances down at my form.
Maggie Carson.
He holds out his hand, still holding the clipboard out of my reach with his other hand.
I'm Jake, and if you're planning on jumping out of a plane at 10,000 feet while at my mercy, the least I can do is finish your paperwork.
I shake his hand, impressed with the strength behind his grip. Knowing these are the hands I'm about to entrust my life to eases my mind a tiny fraction. How many tandem jumps have you completed? I ask him. He grins, then returns his attention to my paperwork. He begins flipping through the pages.
You'll be my 500th.
Really? 500 sounds like a big deal. Shouldn't you be celebrating? He brings his eyes back to mine and loses his smile.
You asked how many tandem jumps I've completed. I don't want to celebrate prematurely.
I gulp. He laughs and nudges my shoulder.
I'm kidding, Maggie. Relax. You're in good hands.
I smile at the same time I inhale another deep breath. He begins to scroll through the form.
Any medical conditions?
He asks, already pressing his pen to the box marked no. I don't answer him. My silence prompts him to look up at me and repeat his question.
Medical
Sample complete. Ready to continue?